Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled, Look at God.
And we now have Isaiah 40, 27 to 41, 7. Thank you, Marilyn.
Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the peoples renew their strength. Let them approach. Let them speak. Let us together draw near for judgment. Who has roused a victor from the east, summoned him to his service? He delivers up nations to him and tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword, like driven stubble with his bow. He pursues them and passes on safely, scarcely touching the path with his feet. Who has performed and done this, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, am first and will be with the last. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and come. Each one helps the other, saying to one another, take courage. The artisan encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with the hammer encourages the one who strikes the anvil, saying of the soldering, it is good, and they fasten it with nails so that it cannot be moved.
Can I have Revelation 16?
Then I heard a mighty voice from the temple say to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out on the earth the seven bowls containing God's wrath. So the first angel left the temple and poured out his bowl on the earth, and horrible malignant sores broke out on everyone who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became like the blood of a corpse, and everything in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs, and they became blood. And I heard the angel who had authority over all water saying, you are just, O Holy One, who is and who always was, because you have sent these judgments. Since they shed the blood of your holy people and your prophets, you have given them blood to drink. It is their just reward. And I heard a voice from the altar saying, yes, O Lord God the Almighty, your judgments are true and just. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, causing it to scorch everyone in its fire. Everyone was burned by this blast of heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over all these plagues. They did not repent of their sins and turn to God and give him glory. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. His subjects ground their teeth in anguish, and they cursed the God of heaven for their pains and sores. But they did not repent of their evil deeds and turn to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, we're deep into Revelation now, aren't we? That's like... here we have the wrath of God pouring out on people, and I don't feel like I've got many answers to bring this morning, but just some things that I highlighted to me when I read this last night. First of all, let's go back to Isaiah. I love this chapter. And it's all just like pointing back up to God. Like, you know, who's the creator of the ends of the earth? He is the creator of the ends of the earth and does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. It's just like, look at God, you know, whatever our circumstances, look at God. Those, and if we're feeling, you know, weak, our strength will be renewed. And that whole just pointing at God, and you know, he's the one in charge. He's the one, he is good. So then we come to Revelation, and here we, and I've always struggled with that dilemma of knowing that God is good, and he is my father, and he cares for us all. And then you come to Revelation, you just see all this like a judgment wrath being poured out, and it's always a struggle. So, but what I've from what I've read, it's that or understand is that God allows evil to have its way in the day to day. That we, you know, when we turn away from God, he allows that. He doesn't force our heads back around, say, look at me. He allows us to walk away, and how that ends or how that happens is it must be heartbreaking to see. It must be hard to see. And if he intervened all the time, I think we'd just be a bunch of robots or puppets. There's this, you know, we have a will. We are made in the image of God. We have the ability to choose between good and evil. And when we choose evil, it hurts. And it hurts God, it hurts the world, and it hurts people. And here we have this interesting image where God has finally intervened. So at the end of the days, there will be a time of judgment. How that looks, I'm not sure, but in this imagery, we have God saying, okay, enough with this. And he's acting. And interestingly, he's acting using like the four elements of the world. So we've got seven bowls of wrath. We've got, so the first few is the bowl on earth, and then we have the sea, and then we have water, some of that. So it's like earth, water, fire as well, whereas the sun, so we've got fire. So it's like all the elements coming together against us, which is interesting. If you look at COP27 and climate change, you're like, what have we done to the earth? And what are we doing? You know, are we stewarding it well? Are we looking after God's creation? Because here we have the end of days. Is it almost turning against us? Has God using the earth, the sea, the sun to punish humanity? Which is an interesting imagery when you think about climate change. It's quite so that caught me. Like, oh, actually, he's using creation to enact his judgment. So when I was thinking about God's wrath this morning, I listened to the news on the car on the school run, and I discovered that again there's been another shooting in America. So people that have gone to Asda or Walmart for their Thanksgiving shopping, and it's the, for whatever reason, the, it looks like it's the manager of the Walmart that has opened up shooting shoppers, which is just like this, you know, this stuff keeps happening in America with gun crime, and the gun control laws need to change. I don't pretend to understand the culture really, but I just don't understand all these school shootings and senseless death that happens out there. It's heartbreaking. And when we talk about God's wrath, it's sometimes, it's not nice. It'd be easier to do without it, but actually we're in a world that is hurting, and we're in a world that's broken and full of sin, and people have a choice. He had a choice to pick up a gun last night, and there's all sorts of terrible news out there. And so what do we do with that as Christians? And we have a hope that this world can be different. Day to day, it can be different. God's kingdom is coming. And then when God's kingdom does come, we have a hope that he will be just, he will be all-knowing, his wisdom will be unsearchable, and God will be good. So let's pray for those, let's pray about that this morning, that we want God's kingdom to come. We want this world to be as it should be, and climate change and acts of violence should be no more. Yeah, let's pray. Lord, would you lift our eyes to you again today? Would you help us to see you at work? When we're struggling, Lord, help us to look up. Help us to remember what you've done for us and notice what you're doing for us today. Lord, help us to trust in you as well. When we feel things are unjust, when we feel that anger rising, when we feel like this world's being torn apart, Lord, we throw our hope onto you. We throw our trust and our surrender. We surrender to your ways, Lord. Lord, I lift up that situation that's unfolding in America right now, where people are going for Thanksgiving shopping and they haven't come back. Lord, I pray for those families that are grieving now. I pray for the store workers, the police, the community around it, for just that heartbreak that's unfolding. And Lord, again, we ask for a change to gun laws in America. Help them to be an example to the world of how to run a safe and democratic country. And Lord, we pray for all those that are struggling this morning. That feel like they want to, through some acts of violence, do judgment of their own. Lord, I pray for that store manager. I know it sounds like he's dead now, but Lord, for people in that situation that, for whatever reason, feel there is no avenue left to turn apart from violence, Lord, would you step in? Would you help them? Would you draw people around them? And Lord, we ask for your help again today. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.